There's a major mystery going on in Europe right now. Health officials are trying to find the source of the E. coli outbreak that has killed at least 17 people. The World Health Organization said today the new mutant bacteria strain has never been seen before. Russia has banned the import of all vegetables from the European Union in an attempt to keep the outbreak from crossing its borders. At first, Germany said the culprit was Spanish cucumbers, but that turned out to be wrong. As Terry Schultz explains, the outbreak has had a major impact on the Spanish economy and on consumers as well.
Now that German tests have revealed the killer bacteria did not come from Spanish cucumbers, the European Union has taken them off the official watch list. But you wouldn't know it from hanging out by the cucumber section in my local grocery store in a Brussels suburb, where the vegetable, though clearly identified as coming from Belgium, has few takers.
Yeah, obviously no one wants to die.
Shopper Francesca Mossi chooses eggplant instead, saying she doesn't like cucumbers anyway, but wouldn't trust them right now no matter what. Thomas Meyer, shopping for his family, says because of the scare, he's not eating any vegetables that aren't cooked.
How long will it be before you feel safe again?
I don't know. We don't know, right? Once really everything is over and you can and they can convince us that it's over, I have two kids at home, I have to be careful.
Stephanie and Craig Bertel aren't so concerned about cucumbers, but...
Where is the true E. coli infection? And that's the worrying thing that we actually don't know yet.
The Germans should go and track the E. coli in Germany, find out where it comes from, instead of blaming the Spanish farmers.
Spanish Agriculture Minister Rosa Aguilar agrees, saying the erroneous accusations cost her country some 200 million euros, or more than $287 million per week in lost sales, and that Berlin is to blame.
Pedir responsabilidad, responsabilidad.
We demand responsibility from Germany, she says, for these unfair damages wrongfully caused to our products. We will look for Spanish trade to be rightfully compensated. In the meantime, Belgian shopper Chantal Okkenen notes the price of cucumbers has hit rock bottom to her benefit.
Et en plus, le prix est intéressant, donc j'en profite.
She happily picks up two.
Voilà.
For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.